Well, as we just heard in state news, Wisconsinites 2-1 favor Congress's plan for a rock over the president's. Good morning. I'm Joy Cardine. It's 10 minutes past 6 o'clock on this Wednesday, April the 25th. You're listening to the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. And this hour, we will discuss our poll results on Iraq and take your views and questions as well. Here's the question we posed. The House and Senate have recently passed plans for the withdrawal of the troops from Iraq, which President Bush has said he will veto. Please tell me which of the plans most closely reflects your own views. Congress's plan to begin withdrawing troops within a few months after the bill's passage and be completed by mid-2008? Or the president's plan to increase the number of troops in Iraq by 21,500 and keep them there until Iraqi troops can adequately take over? How would you answer that question? 1-800-642-1234. 1-800-642-1234. In Madison, 263-1890, 263-1890. Or you can send us an email, talk@wpr.org. Please include your first name and community with your email. We will talk first with our survey analyst this hour, and then after 6:30, we'll host a debate on the topic with two guests with different views on this. Joining me first, Wendy Scattergood, Assistant Professor of Political Science at St. Norbert College in De Pere, and our analyst for the Wisconsin Public Radio St. Norbert College Survey Center poll. She joins us by telephone. Good morning.
Good morning.
So the actual percentage, 2-1, what exactly were the numbers for what we think about the Congress's plan and the president's plan?
Well, 63% said they favored Congress's plan, whereas 29% favored the president's plan. 3% said they wanted something else to happen, and 5% were not sure.
Yeah, like what? Something else like what?
Well, some of the people said something in between, so maybe do a troop surge but still keep the timeline, so kind of do both. A couple of people said that we should just pull them out immediately and not even have this more prolonged timeline.
Mm-hmm. So does this match up with national sentiment on this issue?
It's a little bit higher than what we're seeing. There's a bunch of different ways that people have been asking this questions. Most of them don't actually pose the Congress's plan against the president. They usually just say, should we have a timeline or should we just stay there until things stabilize? And what we're seeing is an average of about 57-58% are in favor of a timetable. So definitely the majority is pro-timetable. But I wanted to kind of reflect what was going on in Congress and also with the troop surge.
Yeah, well, we certainly couldn't be more timely in the release of these numbers. This is the House is going to be voting on this today, and Congress is promising to have this bill on the president's desk by Monday.
Yeah, it just came out of the conference committee on Monday, so they definitely are going to push it to get the president's veto. But, of course, the original passage was very, very close, both in the House and the Senate, so it's unlikely that they have the two-thirds for a veto override.
Well, what's your analysis of these numbers, Wendy Scattergood?
Well, I think it's not surprising that Bush's overall approval rating is very highly tied to which plan they favor and what they see as the most important problem being Iraq. The right direction, wrong direction of the country, also very, very highly tied to which plan they prefer. Those who want Congress's plan, 70% feel we're going in the wrong direction. And those who are more in favor of the president's plan tend to say we're going in the right direction. Not surprisingly, there's a big partisan divide here. 91% of Democrats favor Congress's plan for the timetable, and 66% of Republicans favor the president's, although that does leave 24% of Republicans in favor of Congress's plan.
We're talking with Wendy Scattergood, Assistant Professor of Political Science at St. Norbert College in De Pere. She's our analyst for the Wisconsin Public Radio St. Norbert College Survey Center poll. Twice a year, every spring and every fall, Wisconsin Public Radio works with Wendy Scattergood and the St. Norbert College Survey Center to gauge what's on the minds of the residents of the state of Wisconsin on a wide range of issues. We will be talking about the presidential candidates, the 2008 presidential race, coming up in our next hour. And this afternoon, Ben Marins will focus in on what is the most important problem facing the nation. This hour, we are wondering what you think is the best plan, the best solution when it comes to the war in Iraq. Congress's plan to begin withdrawing troops, or the president's plan to keep the troops there and to increase the number of troops until the Iraqi troops can adequately take over. 1-800-642-1234, 1-800-642-1234, in Madison, 263-1890. We welcome your views and questions for our guest on this. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. You're listening to the Ideas Network. I'm Joy Cardine. 17 minutes past 6 o'clock now on this Wednesday, April the 25th. What do Wisconsinites see as the top issues facing the nation? Ben Marins will talk with Wendy Scattergood and another guest coming up this afternoon after 4 as we continue to release and discuss the results of the latest Wisconsin Public Radio St. Norbert College Survey Center poll. In this hour, we are talking about what we said in that poll when it comes to the war in Iraq. Congress wants to withdraw troops from Iraq by 2008, while President Bush wants a surge to help finish the job. Our Wisconsin Public Radio St. Norbert College Survey Center poll asked respondents which of those approaches most closely reflects your views. Of the 400 people surveyed in our poll, 63% say they favor Congress's approach, while 29% favor the president's. What about you? 1-800-642-1234 in Madison, 263-1890. We welcome your views and questions on this for our guest. By the way, the results of our survey are posted on our website, so you can look at them in depth. WPR.org, WPR.org. Professor Scattergood, I'm just wondering, while Ben is going to be focusing this afternoon more on what is the most important problem facing the country, I do want to ask you about this number one problem being Iraq, with more than 42% of the respondents saying that. Did that surprise you at all?
Well, it's quite a bit higher than what we found just this last fall. In the fall of 2006, 29% said that Iraq was the most important problem. So it is increased significantly just over these last few months. And then relative to the other issues that people were bringing up, the number two issue was health care, and that was at 12%. So this is very, very highly on the public's mind right now.
Yeah. So with this current, they call it a showdown between Congress and the president, our poll results would indicate that the majority of Wisconsin residents are with Congress on this one.
Yes, that's true. And in the nation as a whole as well, we're finding that majorities are also in favor of timetables.
Yeah, so when the president and the vice president yesterday were saying things like, this is Congress playing politics and trying to criticize what Congress is doing by including the timetable in the funding bill, apparently that's not going to sway our residents.
No, I don't think so particularly, because they feel so strongly about that. And as we talked about, the most important problem, and this is clearly their number one issue. And so the fact that there is such a big majority that favor congressional plan, that I don't see that they're going to be attaching the politicking to what the majority of the country wants at this point.
Let's take some calls. Carl in Chippewa Falls. Hi, Carl. You're on the air.
Hi. My comment is, I believe those boys and girls over there have done their job 10 times over. I think we should bring them home, give them all a hero's welcome. I think that country's a lot better off without that tyrant in charge, and I think it's up to the people now what they do with their own land.
Yeah, so you, what do you think about Congress tying this timeline to the funding bill?
I think they should have acted faster, and I think it's pretty much too late. I think 2008 is too far in the future. I think we should start bringing them home today.
Yeah, and a few did say that in our poll. Wendy Scattergood?
Yes, probably more than that, but because they were in favor of the Congress's plan, we did have 3% say that they wanted some other plan, and just a few of those mentioned that they just wanted to bring them home immediately. Last fall, when we asked the question about should we increase troops, decrease, keep them the same, or have an immediate withdrawal, we found that 22% actually said we should have an immediate withdrawal.
Yeah. Thank you very much, Carl, for the call. Robert in Elberthy, Minnesota. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi. I kind of agree with the timeline shouldn't be on there. I mean, I agree that we've done our thing over there, but we should have let the government get a chance to get stable and do a gradual pullout. This shouldn't have no timeline attached to this thing, because the way the Iraqi government is going, I don't think they have a timetable on when their government's going to be stable enough to take over. And if we pull out too quick, it's going to go back to where it was.
Yeah. So you want us to withdraw, but not too quickly, and that you don't want Congress to put that in the funding bill.
Right.
Yeah. A comment on that, Wendy Scattergood?
Well, 29% of our respondents agree with him, and we find that also in the national polls. What's interesting from some of the national polls is that people attached to the funding, people are very worried about anything that sort of smacks of decreasing funding for the troops. And even when you say it's just for additional troops, people are opposed to taking away that funding.
Yeah. 1-800-642-1234 in Madison, 263-1890. We welcome your questions and thoughts on withdrawal of U.S. troops from Iraq or stay until the job is done. One of the questions posed in our most recent survey. 1-800-642-1234 in Madison, 263-1890. Scott in Menasha is with us now. Hi, Scott.
Hi, good morning. I disagreed with the troop surge because I didn't think it was nowhere near enough. It should have been a lot more if you want to get something done. But I don't know if a timeline was such a good idea. I think they ought to just do it, pull them out. But I don't agree with we can't set a timeline because they'll sit around and wait for us to leave. They would have done that already, and they're not. We're over there, and they're attacking us and left and right. So I don't think that theory fits. And also, you got 4 years ago, going on five now, this war started. You got young teenagers and stuff that are becoming adults and taught to hate us and probably going to be joining in on the, you know, suicide bombings and everything. It's just never going to end.
Yeah, so you're saying that the argument that the administration poses that by setting a timeline, the insurgents or the terrorists would just sit back and wait for us to leave doesn't hold water because they're not sitting back right now.
They would have done it already.
Yeah. Wendy Scattergood?
Some of the national polls that ask questions on a similar vein to that, they talk about whether they think there's going to be further insurgency if we just pull out. And most of the people say that agree with this gentleman. They say that it really is not going to have an impact. The other questions that they ask are, is the troop surge actually working? Is it making things better, worse, or having no impact? And the plurality say it's actually having no impact, and then it's pretty split between better and worse. So people are really divided on even the effectiveness of the current surge. And then it's somewhat divided between, is it even going to have an impact? Are they just going to wait till we leave, and then the insurgency is going to grow? And pretty evenly split between those who think, well, it's pretty much bad as it is already, and then others who say it will actually get worse.
Yeah. Wendy Scattergood, do you have any assessment as to why President Bush and the administration is holding so firm on this position of no timetable for withdrawal when it seems overwhelmingly the public opinion is for this withdrawal?
Mm-hmm. Well, it's not uncommon for presidents, particularly in areas of foreign policy, to say that they aren't necessarily going to really listen to public opinion, that they are going to listen to the people in the field and listen to what they're saying, and they say if they need more troops, then they're going to do it. They also are arguing the line that the insurgency will get worse and that the threat of terrorism against the United States will get worse if we just leave now.
Yeah. Carl in Superior is with us next. Hi, Carl. You're on the air.
Hi. Yes. I think that a lot of the opinions that people have about whether we should withdraw from Iraq or not, and I'm for immediate withdrawal. I think that, you know, the United States is just there to prop up a puppet regime. And I think that there's a fundamental misunderstanding among the public in this country, which is, you know, largely the fault of our media, that the government in Iraq that the United States is propping up is a puppet regime that is not recognized by the vast majority of Iraqis as their government. These were exiles. They are not recognized even as Iraqis by most Iraqis, let alone a valid government. And as long as the United States stays in there with our troops, wasting our young men and women's lives on that government, there's going to be violence, there is going to be insurgency. The only solution, and it's a shock to me that people don't understand this, but I guess it's understandable given the level of media explanations, that the only way to solve the problem is to get troops out immediately, to bring them home now.
Yeah, and you think that violence will end if the troops leave?
It may take a little while. You know, who can predict? But the surest thing is that violence isn't ending now. It's getting worse. I mean, you had, last week, how many hundreds and hundreds of people died in Baghdad alone? You know, this is not solving problems. It's propping up an illegitimate puppet regime.
Yeah. Any comment, Wendy Scattergood, on whether the media aren't doing a good enough job of conveying information about Iraq?
Well, I think there's been a lot of arguments on both sides, and that is in terms of what else is happening in Iraq and the school building and some of the other activities that are going on there. So there has been some polls actually done in Iraq, and a lot of hubbub about the methodology, and they go house to house asking people about this. And what they found is that the support for the Iraqi government itself has decreased in public opinion in Iraq over time. And that could play a factor in our ability to make a difference there.
Well, we have other callers, but only a minute more left in this segment. So I think I'm going to ask those other callers if they want to hold on. You can hold on because we'll continue in our next half hour with two different guests on different sides of this question to kind of debate over these issues and take your calls. Then Steve Burns, Program Coordinator for the Wisconsin Network for Peace and Justice, and Chris Carson, co-founder of the Wisconsin Conservative Digest, will be joining us to debate this question that we posed to our residents in this Wisconsin Public Radio St. Norbert College Survey Center poll. Wendy Scattergood, we will talk to you after 7 o'clock when we release the results of the 2008 presidential candidates and what we think about that. Mm-hmm. So we'll talk to you at 7.
Okay.
Wendy Scattergood is an assistant professor of political science at St. Norbert College in De Pere and our analyst for the Wisconsin Public Radio St. Norbert College Survey Center poll. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network. You're listening to the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Joy Cardine at 6:36 on this Wednesday morning, April the 25th. We are going to continue releasing the results of the Wisconsin Public Radio St. Norbert College Survey Center poll in this half hour and throughout the morning and afternoon. Also tomorrow, Wisconsin Public Radio and St. Norbert College team up twice a year, every spring and every fall, to gauge what's on the minds of Wisconsin residents. We asked 400 people around the state about their thoughts on various issues from the presidential candidates, which we will release and talk about in our next hour, to smoking bans, which we will release and talk about tomorrow at this time. This hour, we are looking at what Wisconsin residents had to say about the war in Iraq. Here's the question we posed. The House and Senate have recently past plans for the withdrawal of troops from Iraq, which President Bush has said he will veto. Please tell me which of these plans most closely reflects your own views. Congress's plan to begin withdrawing troops within a few months after the bill's passage and be completed by 2008, or the president's plan to increase the number of U.S. troops in Iraq by 21,500 and keep them there until Iraqi troops can adequately take over. Well, out of the 400 people in our poll, 63% said they favored Congress's approach, while 29% favored the president's. We wonder how you would answer that question, and we welcome your thoughts and views for our two guests who have differing views on this issue. 1-800-642-1234 in Madison, 263-1890, or send us an email to talk@wpr.org. Let me welcome in Steve Burns, Program Coordinator for the Wisconsin Network for Peace and Justice. Good morning.
Good morning, Joy.
And also joining us, Chris Carson, co-founder of the Wisconsin Conservative Digest and formerly of the American Enterprise Institute and the Wisconsin Policy Research Institute. He's currently an attorney practicing in Milwaukee. Good morning. Oh, I'm sorry. I guess I didn't bring the wrong, I brought the wrong fader up. Here we go. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
So, first, Steve Burns, your reaction to the public opinion on stay or go in Iraq?
We're not at all surprised. I think the 2-to-1 margin in support of withdrawing troops is in line with national polls. The public doesn't like this war. They want our troops to come home, and they want them to come home quickly.
Yeah, Chris Carson?
Yeah, I mean, it certainly is a sobering thought, except that we really can't make decisions based upon public opinion polls. Certainly it's useful to know that, but obviously, we have a representative democracy, and we got to make the decisions based upon what is right, as opposed to what the public wants. But I certainly agree that it goes in part to the inability of this administration to quickly win the war, and also to sell this necessity of the war.
Yeah, you can't wage a war by public opinion, Steve Burns. What do you say?
Well, I think the question we really need to ask ourselves is we're asking these young men and women in Iraq to risk their lives, potentially lose their lives for a war. Should you do that if the cause is not supported by the majority of the people? I would argue that you need even more than a majority if you're really asking people to make those kind of sacrifices, and that support just isn't there. And I don't think that's fair to the soldiers.
Chris Carson?
Well, I mean, there have been many times in history, in American history, when wars have been fought in which certain periods of time during the war, the support at the time was low. I think of the Korean War, for example, the Vietnam War, certainly later in the war, when the public did not feel that it was going as quickly as they wanted. We're kind of an impatient people. We have a very short attention span. And, you know, while it's important to have the support of the public to not embolden the enemy, and, you know, the public has to vote the legislators who pay for the war and the leaders who fight it, the fact is that, or execute it, I should say, the fact is that ultimately we've got to do the right thing as opposed to what the public may necessarily want at any given time.
Yeah. Chris Carson, let me start with you on a related question. What is your take on the current showdown between Congress and the president? The House is going to perhaps vote on this funding bill that includes the timeline today. Congress is promising to get this bill on the president's desk by Monday, even though the president repeatedly this week says he's going to veto this.
Well, two things. One, the president is going to veto it, and two, it's not going to be the veto will not be overridden by Congress. They do not have the votes to do that, and at least not yet during this month phase of this. So I think it's kind of a symbolic measure. The Congress knows, the Democratic leadership of the Congress knows that it's not going to succeed, and the president will be successful in sustaining that veto. And the other point is that the Congress, particularly the Democratic leadership, is acting somewhat disingenuously because they don't have the courage of their convictions. If they really believe that the war is lost, as Senator Harry Reid said last week, then they would vote to immediately defund the war and to bring the troops home immediately, as opposed to dragging us out for a few months longer.
Mm-hmm. Steve Burns?
Well, yeah, I actually agree with Chris that President Bush is going to veto the bill, and I actually have sort of mixed feelings about that. Since January of this year, organization I work for, Wisconsin Network for Peace and Justice, has joined with national organizations like Vets for Peace and Military Families Speak Out, Iraq Vets Against the War, to say that the only way we're going to end this war is by cutting off the money. That Congress cannot, it's not good enough for Congress to pass non-binding resolutions or flexible timetables for withdrawals if they're attached to funding for the war. And I think with his veto action, George Bush will be, in effect, giving us the peace movement what we've been asking for, which is a cutoff of funding. I think Congress was mistaken to offer him this money. I think now that he's turned it down, I think they should say that there's enough money in the pipeline right now for to support operations in Iraq through the end of July. I think we should start planning for withdrawal now.
Yeah. Let's take some calls. David in Viroqua is with us first. Hi, David.
Hi. This is kind of regarding both your guests' recent statement about doing the right thing and an earlier call-in about, you know, that they're better off without Saddam. Now, that's not how we got there. First you associated it with 9/11, and then if you may recall the quote, "they have weapons of mass destruction and we know where they are," was clearly a lie. So one of the reasons the Bush administration may be holding the line to keep them there is that once they're home, people are going to be a little bit more free about looking into how we ended up there in the first place.
Chris Carson?
Well, a couple of things. First of all, that really, well, interesting, and historically, that's a four-year-old debate. I mean, 4 years ago is when we invaded Iraq. It's a long time in this day and age, and we really need to be talking about, once now that we're there, trying to defeat this vicious insurgency and give the people there a chance to have a democratic future. We need to be talking about how do we win this thing? How do we defeat the enemy, and which would enable us to go home? The other thing is that, you know, I don't accept that 4 years ago the sole basis of the war was weapons of mass destruction. The Congress voted to authorize the war by significant majorities, with about 22 separate justifications for the war to depose Saddam. So it wasn't just WMD, although that certainly was the dominant rhetorical thrust of President Bush.
We have a weather break coming up, and I'm not sure we need to debate the debate from 4 years ago either. But is this relevant today, do you think, Steve Burns?
Well, actually, I want to go back to David's question, because I'm glad he picked up on this claim that Chris made, that it's necessary to do the right thing, even if that's not what the American people want their government to do. Chris thinks he knows what the right thing is to do. The American people don't agree with him. And what's more important to me is the Iraqi people don't agree with him. I think the even more important than opinion polls in the United States are opinion polls in Iraq. And they have consistently and overwhelmingly shown that the Iraqi people want the Americans to leave, and they want the Americans to leave quickly. Mm-hmm. That's the opinion that we should have the most respect for.
Yeah, I don't agree with that, by the way, as a factual matter.
Yeah, we got an emailer who says, why doesn't President Bush just sign this bill to get the money, and then if he doesn't follow through in 2008, what's the difference? He's out anyway.
And I think one of the things I would fault the poll on is that in its description of the, it says here, Congress's plan to begin withdrawing troops within a few months after the bill's passage to be completed in mid-2008, that's not actually an accurate description of what the legislation says, because the legislation includes numerous exceptions for things like troops past that withdrawal deadline, for troops that are engaged in training the Iraqi military or engaged in fighting terrorism or engaged in protecting U.S. facilities. And I think President Bush would simply claim that any troop in Iraq at this point is either training the Iraqi military or fighting terrorism. So the public and the press has not done a good job of educating the public about the enormous loopholes that are in this congressional bill.
I agree with that statement by Steve, by the way. It certainly is a huge general loophole in there, because arguably al-Qaeda presence in Iraq is a very significant and pervasive problem. And that's one of the reasons I think we should stay, is why should America surrender to al-Qaeda? We were at war with al-Qaeda since 2001, not 2003.
We're talking with Chris Carson, co-founder of the Wisconsin Conservative Digest, and Steve Burns, program coordinator for the Wisconsin Network for Peace and Justice. about the Wisconsin Public Radio St. Norbert College Survey Center poll on what we as a public want to do about the war in Iraq. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network. You're listening to the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio, 12 minutes before 7 o'clock. I'm Joy Cardine. Coming up after 7 o'clock, it's more than a year from now, but the 2008 presidential race is well underway. I'll welcome in a variety of guests in our next hour to talk about how Wisconsin would vote if the election were held today. More results from our Wisconsin Public Radio St. Norbert College Survey Center poll. The 2008 presidential candidates are ranked, and we'll talk about them after 7 o'clock. Right now, we're talking about what we want to do regarding the war in Iraq. Do we favor Congress's approach to withdraw troops from Iraq by 2008, or do we side with the president who wants the troops to stay there until the job is done? Paraphrasing the question that we asked in our latest Wisconsin Public Radio St. Norbert College Survey Center poll, talking with Steve Burns, Program Coordinator for the Wisconsin Network for Peace and Justice, and Chris Carson, co-founder of the Wisconsin Conservative Digest. And our next caller is Robert in Madison. Hi, Robert.
Hi. I'm very, very troubled by this whole thing. Imagine the notion of a democracy trying to hold its leader accountable for the management of this country's armed forces. What a silly notion. My goodness. Which group of generals does, and now the president is simply saying that, Congress, you can't tell the generals what to do. Which group of generals are we talking about? I think we're up to our fourth group of generals, and probably before it's done, we'll probably be up to a fifth or a sixth group of generals, because any group of generals that doesn't agree with him or tells him to do something different, he doesn't agree with that. Mm-hmm. And then we have this notion that we're fighting Al Qaeda. How many times do we have to hear reports about the fact that we're in a civil war? Sunnis are fighting Shiites. Mm-hmm. Shiites are fighting Sunnis. They don't get along. Yeah. And what are we supposed to do? Stay there for about 20 years until we can teach them civic responsibilities towards each other?
All right. Thanks, Robert. Chris Carson?
Yeah, sure. First of all, there has been a change in the military strategy. Previously, under General Casey, the military strategy was clear the particular neighborhoods of the insurgents, either whether they were the Ba'athist Dead Enders, whether it was Al-Qaeda, or whether it was various Shiite or Sunni death squads fighting each other. But now the approach is clear the areas one by one and hold them, never completely leave. The initial reports from Baghdad have been very, very positive, even though we don't have all of the four or five brigades in Baghdad yet, and there's will be up there in June. We only have maybe three of them in place now, three out of the five. Nevertheless, there has been a dramatic reduction in the death rate in Baghdad and in Anbar province, despite the spectacular reports you have, like yesterday, of a suicide bomber killing 9 American soldiers. You nevertheless have a new strategy. Let's give it a chance to work, is what I'm saying. General Petraeus is a very, very brainy guy. He is the new general, and he has a PhD in international relations from Princeton University, and he wrote the book on counterinsurgency, literally, in the U.S. Army recently.
Yeah, let me go. Steve Burns?
Yeah, well, I think Robert's exactly right. I mean, this is a democracy. In the end, it should be the people who decide, not the generals. Generals are there to take orders from civilians. It's a democracy. But I think the lack of democracy isn't just happening in this country. Recently, the Iraqi Prime Minister, Nouri al-Maliki, said that he supported the idea of a withdrawal timetable for American troops. President Bush was asked about that at a press conference with Prime Minister Tony Blair, and his response was that he thought his generals on the ground should decide. So it's not just that the generals are overruling the opinions of the American people, or President Bush and his generals. It's that apparently President Bush thinks the generals can overrule the opinions of the Iraqi government.
Let me get another caller in. Jason in Dodgeville. Hi, Jason.
Hi.
Yes, go ahead.
I'm a veteran of the war in Iraq. I served two tours. Both the insurgency and the general public in Iraq pay very close attention to American politics, and events that happen here affect the activity over there greatly. If we go ahead and attach a deadline to any kind of legislation, the insurgency is going to basically feel like they've won. And as soon as we are pulled out, there will be the greatest violence over there that has been there for years. And I just think any kind of deadline just is totally counterproductive.
Yeah. Let's start with Steve Burns.
Yeah, two things to that. First of all, General Petraeus, the man that Chris has so much admiration for, recently said that he thought the debate that's happening in Congress actually had a good effect on the Iraqi government because it was sending the message that there's a limit to how much America is willing to devote to this fight. So that's General Petraeus' quote. The other question, will the violence increase if the Americans leave? I think the real experts on that aren't me or Chris or the caller. I think the real experts are the people of Iraq. And this World Public Opinion Organization released a poll actually April 24th, so the same time that the St. Norbert College WPR poll came out. And they asked people this specific question. If the U.S. withdraws in 6 months, what do you think will happen in Iraq? Two-thirds of Iraqis said that they thought the number of violent attacks would decrease. They thought violence would decrease if Americans left. They thought 70% said that they thought the various factions in the parliament would be more willing to negotiate if the Americans left. So I think we have to respect the opinion of the Iraqi people. They're saying they think our country would be better off if the Americans left.
Chris Carson?
Well, first of all, the Iraqi elected representatives, the people who are sitting in the Iraqi parliament and risking their lives every day showing up for work, those are the ones who have always said repeatedly, over and over again, that they want the Americans to stay until the job is done, and a precipitous withdrawal would result in a complete bloodbath. Even Nouri al-Maliki, it's true, says different things at different times, but one of the things he says very, very consistently is, give us the supplies, give us the training, and we'll finish the job for you. We'll do it. The fact is, you know, if you have 300,000 Iraqi troops, that's not enough for a population of 25 million people. 300,000 Iraqi soldiers engage in a vicious counterinsurgency with no air force and no artillery and no armor, no Iraqi tanks. That those things just don't exist. So we have to give them a chance, this democracy, to flourish.
Yeah, let me get Bernie in Whitewater on. Hi, Bernie.
Hi. I wanted to comment on the words that are used around this discussion. The word war is used. What we had here was an unprovoked military attack by our country on Iraq, and we've had a military occupation ever since. It's not a war. There is no other army that we're fighting. And the term insurgency equals resistance to occupation. If we had another country that was big enough and strong enough and so inclined to come in here and take over, there would be a huge insurgency. I don't understand why it is that people think we have some right to be there. I think a lot of people are brainwashed by the lies told by politicians. And to call this thing, conservative, to spend $1 trillion to multi-trillion dollars when you look at the cost of the war debt, the helping the veterans that were injured, there's nothing conservative about that. And I can look back to my father and uncles who were in World War II, one spending a long time in a German prison camp. They were there to fight unprovoked military aggression by Germany. And here it is. Our country's doing the same thing.
Yeah. Chris Carson?
Well, first of all, this is unprovoked military aggression, but on the part of Saddam. First of all, Saddam was a ATM machine for international terrorism. He funded Al-Qaeda itself in a $300,000 lump sum payment. In the beginning of 1998, he funded Al-Qaeda affiliates all over the world, like Ansar al-Islam, like Abu Sayyaf in the Philippines, like Jamaat Islamiya. So he was engaging in unprovoked aggression. Saddam was attacking three of his neighbors. He killed 300,000 people of his own people in mass graves, used chemical weapons on them.
Yeah, we're almost out of time, and again, we're back to the start and not the end of the war. But Steve Burns, right? I know.
Yeah, I think it is a military occupation. I think Bernie makes a valid point. How would we respond if there was a foreign army occupying our country? I keep going back to these Iraqi public opinion polls. Here's another question. Do you think the U.S. government plans to have permanent military presence in Iraq, or will they leave once Iraq is stabilized? So do the Iraqi people believe our claim that we're going to leave once things are stabilized? 80% said no, we think that the Americans plan a permanent military presence. Only 18% buy the American line that we're going to leave once things are stabilized. I think that's the support for the insurgency. It's people saying these people are never going to leave. And I think if we were in a similar situation, Americans would respond in a similar way.
I'm sorry, Chris Carson. We're just plain out of time, and I'm sorry that we have to leave it there. Chris Carson, thanks very much for being with us.
Sure.
Chris Carson, founder, co-founder of the Wisconsin Conservative Digest, and Steve Burns, thank you very much
thank
for being
you,
here. Program coordinator for the Wisconsin Network for Peace and Justice, talking with us about the results of the Wisconsin Public Radio St. Norbert College Survey Center poll that found that by a margin of more than 2-1, Wisconsinites favor a timetable to withdraw troops from Iraq. Thanks to Leo Duran for producing the hour and to Karen Prager for on-air production. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network.